Dear brothers and sisters, there's a close link between the polling year, which concluded last Sunday, and the Church's current celebration of the year for priests. As we have seen, St. Paul, in his life and his writings, teaches us that the mystery of Christ must stand at the very heart of our lives as individuals and as a community. This is true in a very special way of priests. In St. John Mary Vianney, the patron saint of parish priests, we see a wonderful example of a priest whose person was completely identified with his ministry. The priest's personal identity, grounded in his calling and his sacramental configuration to Christ, may not be separated from his pastoral activity. Indeed, the ministry of every priest is essentially cultic in the fullest sense of the word. It is meant to enable the faithful to offer their lives to God as a pleasing sacrifice. It is my hope that the year for priests will help all priests to appreciate the immense grace of their vocation, consecration, and mission. During this year, may the whole Church pray and work more fervently for the sanctification of priests, an increase of priestly vocations, and the greater appreciation of the role of the priest in the life of the ecclesial community. I offer a warm welcome to the English-speaking visitors present to this audience, including the pilgrimage groups from England, Scotland, Japan, Malaysia, the Philippines, Canada, and the United States. I thank the choirs for the praise of God in song. Upon all of you, I call to invoke God's blessings of joy and peace.